on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM and the long-awaited interview with Nate Barnes, who is now on the phone. Good morning, Nate. How are you?
Hey, Rob. Hey, guys. How y'all doing? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't miss it for the world. We actually got kind of connected through a mutual acquaintance, Lindy DeVries over at Oscar Prince. So a shout out to Lindy. And, you know, and you're coming back into town. We don't really make any excuses that we pre-record because it's Thursday night. You got a real busy day on Friday here in South Haven, but we got you on the phone. We were going to get you in the studio, we were hoping. That didn't work out. You didn't get out of Nashville quite soon enough, so here we are on the phone, and it's so good to have you on the phone. All of us want to say congratulations to you on signing a contract. Doesn't happen much, so congratulations.
Hey man, I appreciate it. Sure means a lot. It's been a blessing and a long dream and blessing to me and my family and I'm sure everybody back in South Haven. So it's amazing.
Well, let's start there in South Haven. South Haven boy, when did you graduate from South Haven?
Ooh, 07.
You act like that was a long time ago. I'm class of 89, so yeah, spring chicken. So, in 2007, class of 2007, South Haven, and music has been a big part of your life. I'm sure we could talk about that forever, your history of that, but what big thing happened is that you signed a contract, and I don't know the specifics of it. Everybody says a Nashville contract. I guess tell me a little bit about what you signed and what you're doing here, what you're going to be doing in the next, hopefully for a long time.
Well, yeah, it's a just signed with Quartz Hill, and it's a co-venture with Sony and The Orchard out down in Nashville. So yeah, it's unbelievable how driving to Michigan for the first time, knowing that I got to sign my first record deal ever. So it's unbelievable. Yeah,
there's going to be a lot of people anxiously awaiting your arrival to see you. Mason, I know you're already waiting. You want to ask them? What do you want to ask, Mason?
Well, usually Rob Dog has these rock and rollers on. You said Nashville, you must play that good old country music. You play country?
You know it, man. Country strong.
Yeah, buddy. How about bluegrass? You play any bluegrass?
I grew up a little bit on and off playing with bluegrass. You know, I love listening to it more than playing it. But yeah, I'll play it if I can.
Yeah, buddy. Well, if you ever need a spoon player, my mamaw should probably
have
a spoon.
I knew where this conversation, these questions were already going.
You got to hitch your wagon to somebody's giddy
up.
Right. He's got somewhere going.
Mason plays the spoons. He plays a washboard, and he also plays good harmonica.
Yeah, and a one-string wash-tub bass, too.
Mm-hmm.
Got to have that bottom end.
Gosh. That's right.
Man, I gotta hear you, man. I love the spoon player. I'm serious. Well, they are. I'm serious. I wish I could play spoons. I really do. I'm envious.
I'll teach you sometime.
Come on now.
There you go. Laura, you've been so quiet over there.
Well, I'm just wanting to say how proud I am of Nate and watching him grow up in South Haven, and I want to congratulate you.
Thank you. That means a lot. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, really.
Did you ever work at Captain Nemo's? Because it seems like half the people that went through the South Haven High School did.
No, I didn't. I wish I did. Every time I ate there as many times as I could, I tell you that.
Yeah, absolutely. What was your favorite? Because I'll tell you, mine's a chicken plank. That's the only thing I really can eat when I go there.
Chicken planks, 100%.
Right on. 100%. Yep. With the barbecue sauce.
He hung out a lot, drank a lot of coffee, flirted with the waitresses, like you, Rob.
Yeah. That was with the ice cream girls. They had one big old forearm and a small forearm, those girls, most of them did. It's like playing the guitar, So do you play instruments or are you I'm kind of going about it really not knowing much about you, which is good because most people probably don't. You have your core group, but a lot of people probably don't. Do you play instruments too, or are you just a singer? Not just a singer.
He's got a record deal with the Golden Voice. Right.
Well, Rob, I don't know much about how much of a singer I am, but I grew up more so as a musician at a pretty young age, playing guitar, drums, piano, bass, pretty much anything I can get my hands on. All of us, all my family had pianos in their houses and we would sit around and, sing songs together, especially with my grandma, and any chance I can get to sit down on a piano and play, I was there. I don't know how good it was, but I had to sit down and play. So it's always been in my blood, yeah, you know, since I could remember.
I bet it was the best concert ever, sitting in that living room on four or five people listening to you play, because to me, you know, we're getting to miss out on the big stadiums and the big bar scene now, but you know, we kind of might have to adapt to those smaller, you know, more social distance type of things. So those intimate crowds to me are just as good as the big ones.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, it seems like even just growing up, just being able to sing to my mom was felt like there was a million people there, you know, just mm-hmm. being able to play and just do your thing is unbelievable.
And Laura's over here. She got a tear dripping down her cheek.
Not really, but I am saying he's being awfully humble because he's very talented.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's no way that you signed a contract without being talented. When I was talking to I was Karen, your manager, who I had talked to when we set up this interview.
She's part of my label. She's my label rep, but she is part of the team, yeah.
Okay, so we'll just call you your handler. You got a handler now. How you like that?
Man, well, I don't know. I'm just trying to be a servant and be a part of the team. I don't know about her being my handler, but we're all in this together, right. It's an amazing team, I tell you that.
Well, I bet you're probably learning a lot every day. And, you know, we look at that, look through all the hopes and dreams you're going through. You know, life just turned around, you know, kind of 100% for you. Kind of what's your outlook on that? And that's probably going to be our last question for this segment here. And we're going to keep you for another one, which is really cool of you to do so. But, you know, what's your outlook, you know, when you really look at the big picture? What do you see? What do you, you know, on your path forward?
Well, my main thing I would be in my heart would just to be in, to be able to inspire people and be able to help people and be able to do that with music and songs, be able to connect and be able to have songs that touch people's lives. Whatever comes from that, I don't know, but I just feel like, you know, to be able to follow that dream and to see it actually happen, man, it's just unbelievable, you know, so.
Yeah. Absolutely. You have anything you want to say to anybody out there from the South Haven area who you might want to say thanks for everything you did and help me get to where we are?
Man, well, I'll tell you what, there's so many people. Lord, thank you so much. I want to thank everybody in town, man. That town made me, man. There's so many men and women that came into my life that really helped me throughout my life. My mom, Dennis, the Hartmans, even the power plant I worked at, there's just so many people. And that's why I'm so proud to be able to go back home and celebrate and share this with all of us, because this ain't just for me. This is all of us.
The huge Melky family.
Yeah, that's
big support.
It's certainly a predominant family in the South Haven area. If you don't know a Melky, you haven't been here very long. That's what I would say. Well, with that being said, we're totally honored to have you on, and I'm so glad you'll stay for another segment with us, but we have to go to a break, and then we'll come back and maybe talk about kind of this tour and all the stuff you've got going on and what that's going to entail, if you don't mind.
Yeah, come on.
Perfect. All right. We'll be back on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM.
Don't want to hear Grandma's country music playing on the hi-fi stereo. It's old and tired, just like my daddy gonna drive my pickup to the beach.
Rob!